Welcome along. It is the final day of Baby Loss Awareness Week 2024. It's Tuesday, the 15th of October. My name is Dan, here with Ryan and Matt from the Lily May Foundation. How are we? We get sick of each other doing our mini episodes.
Buongiorno. Yeah.
Hello, mate.
Today is the International Wave of Light.
Do you know the mad thing, though? Sorry, you were just saying there about International Wave of Light. It's International Wave of Light, but we've obviously spoken with Kelly.
Yeah.
Over in America, and they don't have a Baby Loss Awareness Week.
But he knows of this day, doesn't he?
But he knows of this day, which is mad, because like the International Wave of Light is there to mark the end of Baby Loss Awareness Week.
Yeah.
Yet in America, they don't have Baby Loss Awareness Week, but they have the International Wave of Light. It's nuts.
Now, as we discussed at the very start of the week, there'll be people, unfortunately, who, since we did these episodes last year, now find themselves fully in it. Can you remember your first time with Baby Loss Awareness Week and your first International Wave of Light? Can you talk us through your day?
Well, I tend to light the candle with a lighter.
Good. Yeah.
He's such a knob, isn't he?
Yeah. Yeah.
Every now and then I use a match.
Like, he's still going as well.
Now, you should know now. Any weakness, anything. Huh?
What did I ask?
Anything.
How do you light the candle?
Right.
Think, Dan. Come on, man.
No, so in terms of the first Baby Loss Awareness Week, I'm going to be completely honest.
Did you want to do it?
I have no recollection of it.
Right.
I really don't. I have a recollection of a Baby Loss Awareness Week, or what was the International Wave of Light. So where we used to live, in a place called Chadwick End, it was a little village, and there's a pub over the road called the Orange Tree. Over the road from the pub, there was a park, and we were attending Solihull Sands support group at that time. Okay. And I have a vague recollection that we did something with Solihull Sands group there, where we sort of lit candles and were in this sort of park area. And I cannot for the life of me remember if that was the first year or the second year.
Now, this episode, we recorded this in the week running up to Baby Loss Awareness Week. What are you guys doing today?
Yeah, I'm off to Staffordshire Police Station because they've got an event there, and I'm going on behalf of the charity on that day. Then we've got the Wave of Light in the evening at the church, haven't we, as well?
Yeah, what I tend to try and do as well is I try and get into Birmingham City Centre after our service that we do, the Wave of Light service, because City of Birmingham Library lights up in pink and blue.
Yes.
We've also got, I believe, HSBC headquarters opposite the library on their top floor. They light up in pink and blue as well. And sometimes if you just walk around, you see that buildings have lit up and offices maybe have got pink and blue.
Do you know, like at Wembley, they have the arch. Are they doing, because they do that for some occasions, don't they?
I'll be honest, I really don't know.
Could you imagine? That'd be brilliant. Because every train that goes past as well, you see it, don't you, when you're on your way to Euston?
It would be good. Yeah, yeah.
The other one I was thinking was, do you remember years ago, right? You might remember that if you're not in England, you won't know about this, but the Houses of Parliament, and it was FHM magazine, and it was a lady called Gail Porter, and she was a model, and she had her image just, you know, very much lad culture back in the day, but her just not wearing much, beamed onto the side of the Houses of Parliament.
Yeah.
And obviously, everyone went mental, going, have you seen? So, for the exposure.
Yeah.
I mean, you might get a fine, but... It's worth a shot, isn't it? If we like project something onto that.
There will be many buildings lit up in pink and blue.
Yeah.
There will be across the country. And that's through not just, you know, us arranging certain buildings, but you've got other charities that arrange it as well. So that, and I have a feeling as well that the Godiva statue in Coventry is usually lit up as well around by the cathedral. So there are many buildings that are lit up, and that's just a nice little touch, really.
Yeah, I think it's
gets
good.
People talking, right? Yeah.
Well, again, the whole thing is, the point of an awareness week is to raise the awareness. So you're finding other ways to do it, because like we say, you don't need the awareness day because it's something that you live every single minute of your life. So it is getting it out there to people who don't know, but maybe their friends have lost, and it's, or a family member that you've not been able to, like, how do I discuss it? I don't want to poke the bear. I don't want to make things worse. It's just, and obviously each dynamic and family situation is different. If this is the first year for you that you are experiencing the loss of your child and your first time with Baby Loss Awareness Week, have you got any final thoughts to offer people who are at the start?
I suppose I'd say a couple of things, in the sense of, I still, so I obviously I attend the service with the charity to help and work and whatever, but I still light a candle for Callie. Yeah. I still go up and light that candle for Callie. And I, even now, like I still find it very emotional, that point where I light the candle and I'm 8 years down. So it's just to kind of allow parents to understand that within the public setting, whatever, if you are lighting that candle, it's fine to be emotional. Yeah. It's fine to show those emotions, right? The other thing as well is just that really, and I say every year that once midnight hits on the 15th, or sorry, today, it's not over. Yeah. You know, parents live it, as you keep rightly pointing out, they live it every day.
Yeah.
So just keep remembering your babies, keep thinking about them, and don't think that just because midnight comes, you can't keep talking about them. That's a big thing for me, I think.
It's opening that communication, isn't it? And even if using whatever the resources are, I mean, through this podcast, we have our Dads and Granddads WhatsApp group, which you're free to join if you'd like to reach out to us through our website or socials. We can get you added to that. And it's just having that space where you are around people who know what you're experiencing, whether you want to speak or not, or just listen. You don't have to be active in it. It's just there. It's like a comfort, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's...
I was just looking, funnily enough, at Wembley Arch there to see how we could potentially get in contact with them, but it doesn't really give us an idea, but they do light up for relevant things.
Yeah, they do it for loads. I think Pride did it recently as well, didn't they?
Yeah.
Anything to add on top of what Matt just said? Like, any final thoughts, Ryan, before we round things off for this mini-series?
I think Matt has pretty much hit the nail on the head, really. If there's any advice I would offer, it's don't be afraid to reach out support, even if you think you don't need support.
Yeah.
Because you may very well find when you speak to people who have been in this shit show for however many years, that they might just open a box somewhere that enables you to be able to help yourself.
It's that first step, isn't it, quite often?
Yeah.
Thank you very much, as always. Lots of love to you too. If you'd like to reach out, or if you'd like to appear on the show at any point, details in the description below. And that is the end of this year's Baby Loss Awareness Week for 2024 on the Still Parents Podcast, supported by Global's Make Some Noise. We'll be back very, very soon. In the meantime, take care, one and all.
Take care, guys.
Bye-bye.